Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having Nicole Galinas back on the show. Nicole, ladies and gentlemen, is a chartered financial analyst. Did you know that? And she is also a Manhattan Institute senior fellow, a contributing editor to City Journal. She's the author of After the Fall. And so folks, her book that she published, I guess a year or so ago, called After the Fall, Saving Capitalism. That was the focus of that book, Saving Capitalism. And she wrote an article recently called Farewell to Free Markets. So I'm going to ask her how she's reconciling those two. Nicole Galinas, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Nicole. So your book was hopeful, After the Fall, How Do We Save Capitalism? But then this article that you write says Farewell to Free Markets. And so you haven't given up, have you?
No, but you know, it really should have a question mark at the end. I would have put that in.
Well, there is a question mark. I guess I should have read it that way. Farewell to free markets. So you're asking that question, and are we saying farewell to free markets?
Well, I mean, the problem is if you look at what's happening in continental Europe, if you look at what's happening in Britain, which is something that doesn't get a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. Of course, you look at what's happening in America. We've answered a problem that was created not really by free markets, but by too much intertwining between government and markets, and we've answered that with even more intertwining between government and markets. You know, markets always need regulation, and companies need to go bankrupt when they do poorly, but that's not what we have right now. We don't have free and fair regulation and the ability for companies to go bankrupt. We have a system of bailouts and government protection of mm-hmm. certain industries in the economy, and this is not getting us out of the crisis.
Well, what's happening over the last few decades, in more and more than ever before, is the government tinkering with policy through the marketplace. For example, the Community Reinvestment Act, CRA, for bankers here in the United States was beefed up in the 90s. You had the creation of the euro, as you point out in your article. These are things the government created, and the marketplace worked with those things, but because they were created by government, they were sure were not perfect, but they were the law. They were things that we had to deal with, and when those things didn't work out well, when there was a problem like what we're seeing in Europe now, and as we've seen in the past, with the housing issues, the housing debacle in the United States, those are all things that when it all turned to mush, the government comes in that created these problems. Really, the government comes in and tries to fix them, and they just create more problems.
Sure, you know, the euro is a good example. When the European governments created the euro, starting in the late 90s, very early 2000s, they sent a signal to the rest of the world that if you lend money to a country like Greece mm-hmm. or a bank located in a country like Ireland, you're not lending to the Greek government or right. the Irish bank or the Irish government. You're really lending to the German government.
There was an implied European guarantee of that loan, wasn't there?
Sure, because people knew that there was a political reason for the euro. It was to knit right. countries more closely together.
And Nicole, let me stop you for a second. And folks, here in the United States, almost at the same time, there was an implied government support for investors in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, right, Nicole?
Sure, and I wouldn't even worry about Fannie and Freddie so much. I think they are a problem, but they distract people, that there is an implied guarantee for almost any investment in a large financial institution. Mm-hmm. No need to single out Fannie.
So you're saying, I see what you say. You're saying that, okay, go ahead.
True of Fannie, Freddie, Citigroup, Bank of America,
yeah.
Even smaller financial institutions, the government was not going to let them fail. And so you lend money to Greece, you expect a bailout. You lend money to Citigroup, you expect a bailout. These are not free markets. This is the expectation of a bailout.
Hold on to that thought, Nicole. We've got to go to a break. Folks, we're going to continue this with Nicole after these messages. But think about this now. I mean, whether you agree with my idea of Fannie and Freddie or Nicole's idea of all the financial institutions, the point is, in Europe and in the United States, the government stuck its finger in the business of capitalism and a problem ensued. 20 after. Stay with us. 20 till, I should say. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.